Canceling a sports season is a difficult decision.
My name is Robin Gray, and I'm the superintendent at Yakutat School District.
Robin Gray made a choice to hold a line that often gets blurred nowadays. The reason we have schools is not really so that a few kids can play varsity sports.
We want our students to be able to go forward after graduation and make choices for whatever they want to do in their life, wherever they want to do it, and do it successfully.
Grace says it wasn't an easy choice. Abruptly relocating your child so that he can play basketball also isn't an easy choice. But Rhoda Jensen is clear-eyed and candid about giving her son Jonathan this opportunity in his senior year.
Can I introduce myself?
Sure.
Natsi yuchat du asak. Chak nachat sati shika kagwan tanayahat. Anupiak yedi tluka hadi dachchan.
Jensen is not abandoning Yakutat. It's her home, and basketball's importance as a part of both school and cultural life cannot be overstated. Yakutat is a small school powerhouse. Both the Yakutat girls and boys basketball teams are regular contenders at state. Jensen doesn't deny that bad grades are part of the problem. It's just that she believes they're not the heart of the problem. Yakutat is downsizing.
You know, it goes back to the bell curve of everything. Statistically, when you have a small number, there are going to be some that are struggling always. And so it's put a lot of pressure, unfortunately, on some of the kids, and that's what's breaking my heart about this whole situation is that I just hope everyone can know that it's not the kids. It's a lot bigger issues than that.
There are just 23 students in Yakutat's high school, down from 95 in the not-too-distant past. Jensen works as the health director for the Yakutat Tlingit tribe. Her husband is a manager for Delta Western. Good jobs are scarce, and it's a tough cycle. As Yakutat shrinks, it becomes harder to maintain institutions like school activities that root people here.
A lot of our Southeast communities are getting hit hard with the hard economic times, and a lot of families are having a hard time making it in our rural villages, and some families are having to make the decisions to leave.
Living this close to the edge of economic survival, not to mention the survival of a varsity sports program, feels like it's becoming the norm.
Two ankles and the flu, and you're there.
Andy Lee is head basketball coach at Sitka High.
It's a recognition of where we are, and I think, you know, schools and communities, you know, have to have that partnership to make sure that, you know, the things you can control, you control. You know, whether that's academics or disciplinary issues, you can control to some extent those things. The flu injury, not so much.
Lee has been coaching at Sitka for 8 years, but he's worked across the state in villages. His basketball clinics in Yakutat are one reason the Jensens settled on Sitka. On the one hand, he brings his rural background and significant perspective to the problem. On the other, he's the coach of a successful 3A program that already has 41 players.
It's tenuous at times. If he didn't have talent, is it worth his move to come and be a junior varsity player or a C-team player? And so I think they had to weigh those factors, and I was very upfront with them when I got the call that, you know, I know the family, but I haven't seen Jonathan since basketball camp 4 or 5 years ago.
In order to relocate Jonathan, the Jensens had to obtain a waiver from the Alaska Schools Activity Association, which ordinarily prohibits athletes from transferring between schools and participating immediately in varsity sports. They were out of town when the Yakutat School District canceled the season. They literally made the decision to move Jonathan to Sitka, where he will live with relatives, over the course of about 72 hours. Jensen says she, like Yakutat Superintendent Robin Gray, believes in academics first, and you have to earn athletics. If there is a silver lining, Jensen says her son will have some good opportunities in Sitka. Her other two children are already grown and gone from home. She's not excited about leaving Jonathan in Sitka, even though she says he'll be in good hands with family members. But she is excited that Jonathan will be part of an activity that makes him more engaged in school and connects him to a tradition she feels strongly about.
A long time ago, when it used to be the traditional ways, and it would be like the clans going against each other, it's like that on the court, too. You know, they take it serious when they're on the court. They're defending their community, and they have a lot of pride where they're from. And it's their chance when they're on the court to kind of battle and stuff. But off the court, they're the best friends. I've seen amazing relationships form between Yakutat and Klawak and and just the camaraderie and through our Southeast communities. And I've always loved that. I love the sport of basketball. I am and always will be the biggest fan of Yakutat, and I'll always be cheering them on.
And there's still something to cheer for. Though the boys' season has been canceled, the Yakutat girls' basketball season will continue as planned. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.